If you butcher a hog, what do you make with meat from its head?
From what?
The meat from, what do you make with the meat from its head when you butcher a hog? Do you ever do that?
And we make souse.
What's that?
I don't know, we just called it souse.
Yeah? How'd you make it?
Round it up.
Uh-huh.
And then pack it down.
Mm-hmm.
And just packed it down real tight and let it sit, and then we could open it, and then we could slice it and put it in vinegar and eat it.
Uh-huh.
And then we just put sage,
mm-hmm,
and pepper and salt in it, and it was delicious.
Sounds good. I don't think I've ever had any.
No, it was good. We used to eat all the time.
What would you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Well, we always called it, what did I call that soup? You mean you put liver, lights, and part of the spleen?
Yeah.
I forgot what we called that, but we mixed it up that way and cooked it.
Was it a soup kind of thing, or was it?
It's good to eat. We couldn't put it up, but we ate it.
Uh-huh. What are the lights?
The lungs. Like our lungs.
Uh-huh. Was it good?
Oh, they were good. When you put all that other stuff in it and season it up,
yeah,
it had to be seasoned.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we done that all the time. We didn't. My husband used to say he didn't save nothing about the hog on his wheel, and it got away on us. But we didn't save his tail. Well, his daddy asked somebody about it one time. I mean, somebody asked his father about it one day.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what do y'all do with your hogs? He said, well, I've got a son that saves every bit of the hog but the squeal, and it gets out on him when he can get it.
That's cute. That's pretty funny. Did y'all ever make anything out of hog blood?
Out of what?
Hog blood.
No, we never did do that.
Okay. Did you know anybody who did?
We knew some Germans that did, but I don't know how they fixed it.
Uh-huh, okay.
But we didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
I guess the idea we thought about the reason we didn't.
Yeah, don't stop to think about it, that's bad.
That was it.
Did you ever take, the juice of the head meat or liver sausage and stir it up with some cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it? Then later, after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it. Did you ever do anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
What did you take? What kind of meat did you use? Did you use the souse or what?
That's what the souse is that we
use. Uh-huh, and you use it with cornmeal, is that right?
You could put cornmeal in it, but we never did put cornmeal in ours, only roll it in it.
Oh, roll it in it?
Uh-huh.
It's got it on the outside then, huh?
Like you'd roll a chicken.
Oh.
Like you fix chicken in flour while we did that.
You did it, did you? And then you fried it. So
yeah,
it made sort of an outside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It was good.
It sounds like fried okra or something.
Wish I had some of it now.
Yeah, I do too. We gotta stop talking about this. suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. How would you describe it then?
I'd put it on a fried okra. Fry it and then put it back in the
butter?
Darn, and it'd taste a whole lot better. Get all that milk out of it when you put it in the skillet and kind of melt it.
Yeah, yeah. How would you say it tastes if it tastes bad like that?
Oh.
Okay.
My husband loved it though.
Like that?
Yeah, he wouldn't let me throw it away. He'd eat it. And I'd eat the fresh butter.
Well, that doesn't sound like it'd be good for you to eat it when it got old.
He said it tastes like cheese, reason he liked it.
Oh.
That's reason he loved it.
I guess he's right. I guess it would taste like cheese.
And he loved it. He ate it.
That's that puppy. That puppy. How big do you think that dog's going to get anyway?
About that tall.
His mom and dad is about like that.
Mm-hmm.